The jeweled dagger flashed, taking aside the drow's sword thrust, but that thrust was merely a feint, Entreri realized. And he leaped up as the real attack, a sidelong slash of that shield, cut in at his knees. He went up in a turn, kicked out, but pulled short on the kick, his own feint, and let his leg fling out to the side as Tiago's sword vainly tried to catch up. And around went the leaping Entreri, and now his right leg came around instead in a circle kick, and the drow could not recover before getting Entreri's boot slammed into his face. Tiago staggered backward. "Oh, clever!" he yelled, his voice slurred as he spat blood. "Get used to it," Entreri growled and came on. He pulled up short, though, and twisted around to avoid a hand crossbow bolt, diving in over Tiago's right shoulder and flying for his face. A click from the other side had him turning fast back the other way, and the second dart skipped past. And in came Tiago with a shield rush, bullying toward him, and the drow sword flashed out beside the blocker. Entreri hit it with his own blade, and stabbed in behind it, and just over Tiago's shield with his deadly dagger. The drow ducked the thrust and lifted his shield to lift Entreri's arm, and the assassin felt the buckler grabbing at him, pulling at his clothes with its web-like stickiness. So Entreri didn't fight it, and instead pressed ahead, pressed into the shield, and bulled into Tiago, driving him back and standing tall to drive him down. The bite of a hand crossbow dart got him in that leading left shoulder. A second grazed his face, and as he fell down atop Tiago in a heap, he saw the other dark elves moving for the roof to intervene. More than spectators, after all, he realized, and knew he was doomed. He tried for the kill, desperately wanting to see Tiago's last breath before he breathed his own. But even caught by the sudden reversal and the surprisingly aggressive move, the drow noble proved up to the task of defending, keeping Entreri's dagger arm stuck and up too high, and working his sword in tight against Entreri's at the proper angle to keep the blades out to the side. Entreri couldn't gain any leverage here, and he felt the drow noble wriggling out from under him, even as he felt the drow poison seeping into his body. Never in her experience had Dahlia felt the sheer power and magical strength contained within Revelzor Lauren's lightning web. It floated down over her and her son, chasing her to the ground, it seemed, as she transformed back from her cloak's crow form. Immediately she drew forth her flail, slapping it together and straightening the whole in a single motion to have the fully reconstituted Kozah's needle in hand, and she prodded up the end of that staff to catch the center of the descending lightning web. "Fly away," she heard Efren cry to her, and there was great fear in his voice, she knew, and she understood as soon as her staff touched the drow Dwyamer. The energy of the gathered storm crackled within her, her hair flew wildly. The web descended, sparking and exploding, shaking the ground. Teeth chattering, unable to speak, Dahlia tried to cry out to Efren to take her hand, hoping that somehow Kozah's needle would shield them both. She barely managed to glance his way out of the corner of her eye and saw that he was a charred thing already sinking to the ground. And the explosions roared on all around her, the ground shaking, like a prolonged peal of thunder reflecting back and forth off canyon walls and hardly dissipating. More energy flooded into the staff, arcing around its length, stinging her hands, reaching into her. She felt her heart pounding, her temples throbbed, the world seemed to go dark, black splotches racing across her vision. But she held on, because to let go was to be consumed, to melt as Efren had. Efren, her son. Rage drove her back against the mounting force, a scream of denial deep in her mind. She clenched her jaw tightly to stop from cracking her chattering teeth or biting off her own tongue. And then it was done. The lightning web folded up, swirling above her once more as it seemed to be sucked into the end of her mighty staff. She couldn't contain the power. She felt as if the metal staff would simply explode, or if it did not, as if the sheer power of the drow magic would consume her. She half turned, half fell, and in that movement saw Ambergris lying off to the side, propped on one elbow, staring at her dumbfounded, and had Dahlia been able to see her reflection in the eyes of that dwarf, she would have understood, for she seemed more a creature of lightning than anything resembling an elf, with powerful arcs of magical energy streaming along her sides and limbs. and Dahlia saw the female Drider staring back at her, lifting a club as if to throw it at her. Dahlia threw first, desperately, Koza's needle flying like a spear. It went in short, landing at the Drider's spidery legs, but it didn't matter. The blast launched the abomination into the air and sent a shockwave through the ground that made the street seem as malleable as a pool of water. Ambergris went flying, the porch of the building rolled and buckled, and then the building itself collapsed as the wave rolled under it. Dahlia felt herself lifted into the air. She saw the Drider descending as she rose, legs curling under it, as if melting under the sheer heat of the blast, face locked in the mask of a dying scream. Out rolled the wave, up the hill to scatter the drow wizards and throw Entreri and Tiago into the air as they battled on the street before Stonecutter Solace. It rolled across the street to send Eurynome bouncing and screaming all the while for his beloved Flavar. Dahlia came down awkwardly, twisting her ankles and knee, then falling hard to her face in the road. She managed to prop herself up enough to see Ambergris sitting in the road, dazed and battered. And it was Amber's expression of sudden shock and terror that told Dahlia that the other Drider, the huge male, had come up behind her. An instant before, she felt a blinding explosion around her head and went flying away into the darkness. The sheerest denial drove Artemis and Treri up on the rooftop, turning and twisting with Tiago Bayenri, stuck to the drow noble's shield, the wider world spun around. And in that panorama, Entreri saw Dahlia fall. The elf woman lay in the street before the towering Drider. Ambergris would fare no better, the assassin knew in that instant. The dwarf sat there, clearly dazed, the monstrous abomination closing in. And so denial and anger drove Entreri. He managed to plant his feet and regain a measure of balance, and with a defiant roar he rose quickly, taking Tiago with him, and spun around powerfully, throwing the drow aside. The stubborn shield let him go then, and he staggered behind the falling Tiago. But he caught himself quickly in reverse direction, sprinting for the far end of the rooftop. Another dart hit him, then another, then a barrage, sticking him and stinging him and filling him with poison. His arms felt heavy, his vision and other senses suddenly dull, and he knew the drow noble would be close behind. He dived down to the edge of the rooftop, or perhaps he fell, for his legs grew numb beneath him. He reached over, making his